Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to know the secret that lies hidden in the foundation of America's rise to financial superpower, and which links to the nine warnings of Isaiah 9:10 and what it foretells for the future. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has received a revelation. He is a prophetic Bible teacher. He's a Messianic Jewish rabbi, and he happens to live right outside of New York City. He happened to be at the grounds of 9/11 before it happened and after it happened, and God has given him a revelation for the last days, especially the mystery of the uprooted. Explain.
Yeah, today, yeah, we're going to open up, it's an ancient biblical key, but it's going to uncover something that's hidden in the foundation of America, of its rise to superpower, and it's going to foreshadow the future of American power, a prophetic omen, and it's going to link up with everything we just did. And we're going to start with the principle in Ezekiel now. It says, the Lord sent a word, just through Ezekiel, it says, in judgment of Israel, I will break down the wall you've plastered with untempered mortar. I'll bring it down to the ground so that its foundation will be exposed. Now, here's the principle. One of the signs of judgment is the exposing of foundations, or the exposing of a nation's foundation. What's the nation's foundation? It's that which it rests upon, or it was founded on, or its powers were built upon, the ground of its powers. Now, America has been the world's greatest economic, financial superpower the past century. American financial power has long centered on the island of Manhattan, New York City. As far back as the dawn of the 17th century, the island was a trading outpost for the Dutch. It's the beginning. The first traders and settlers, they said that we have a need, they had a need to protect themselves, so they built a wall. Along the wall, they opened shops and set up warehouses. In time, the wall became the center point of the island. The trading, the wall would ultimately be torn down, but the road would continue to bear the name of that wall, and so it was called Wall Street. And it was from this...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you learned. We learned it. Yeah, it was from this little wall that was built there to protect them. And from that comes the beginning of America's financial rise to superpower. The island of New York becomes the nation's financial capital. Wall Street becomes the channel for money pouring in and financing America's rise. But when judgment comes, now here's the key, it exposes the foundation of a nation's power. So what was the foundation of Wall Street itself? There's a mystery here. We're going to find insight. If we go to the foundation, we're going to find a mystery here. It all began in March 1792. The secret meeting took place at Manhattan Hotel, 24 leading merchants of New York City. They established the ground rules for a stock exchange association. May 17th, the merchants again gather. They actually sign the document, and they begin what will become the New York Stock Exchange, or Wall Street as we know it. The document they sign is called the Buttonwood Agreement. The organization that comes out of it is called the Buttonwood Association. Later on, the Buttonwood Association is going to be called the New York Stock Exchange Board, or the New York Stock Exchange. Now, it's the signing of that Buttonwood Agreement is lays the foundation for the rise of America as the world's financial superpower. So here's the mystery. What does Buttonwood mean? It's the name of a tree. And what does the tree have to do with the founding of Wall Street? When they gathered together to do business, they would do it under this particular tree on Wall Street. And there under the tree, they signed the agreement. It's called a Buttonwood tree. What's a Buttonwood tree? A Buttonwood is another way of saying the sycamore tree. That's what.
Which we go back now to Isaiah 9:10. Please review, Jonathan.
Exactly. Isaiah 9:10. It says, the bricks, and this is the key of our thing, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. We've seen the harbingers, 9/11. The sycamore has been struck down. The sycamore is not so. Yeah, Sid, you're joining together two, you know, very powerful things, and that is that you have a mystery in America's foundation is linked to America's power, and it also happens to be a biblical sign of judgment. And so you could actually call, and sometimes you'll see this on Wall Street, they call themselves the Buttonwood, whatever it is. You could call Wall Street the Sycamore Association. And now we saw, you just brought that up, we saw from last week the sixth harbinger of judgment of Isaiah 9:10 is that this strange thing happens, that the fall of the North Tower hurls a beam, strikes an object right nearby. It's a tree. What kind of tree? The sycamore tree, which is not only the harbinger of Isaiah 9:10 of a nation's judgment, but it's a symbol behind American financial power. So 9/11 causes the sycamore to be struck down, just like 9/11 we saw yesterday actually sets the stage for the fall of American financial power, the collapse of the economy 7 years later. And here is one of the symbols, and it's absolutely a biblical sign of judgment. And now, so here you have, so what would it foreshadow, Sid? I mean, we're talking about symbols. If a sycamore tree symbolizes the beginning of American financial superpower, what does the striking down of a sycamore tree mean? What does that mean? And speaking of signs, the first permanent memorial of 9/11 was a sculpture. Of what? It was of the fallen sycamore of Ground Zero. They actually made a structure of it. So there's a weird thing going on that actually these signs have to manifest, and people, without realizing it, make a sign out of it. And so they took this structure of the uprooted sycamore, they made this thing, and they placed it on display. Where? They placed it on Wall Street, at the end of Wall Street. The sycamore, the sign on which Wall Street began, but now it's a dead sycamore. So if a living sycamore on Wall Street represents the rise of American power financially, what does the sign of a dead sycamore represent?
It's obvious.
Amazing. And God has allowed, the prophets, they speak about Israel, where God says, listen, I allowed you to be planted. I planted you like a tree to take root and grow. Well, God allowed America to be planted, grow, cover the world, branch out to the world, to rise to unprecedented heights. I mean, you look at the World Trade Center, that was a symbol of America's great financial superpower. But at the bottom of that tower was growing all that time was a sycamore, the sign of the foundation. And now the one collapse the other. And so what it's ultimately saying, and what God said to Israel, if you turn away, then all the blessings I've given you, the prosperity, your financial prosperity, all that is going to be removed.
Now, in tomorrow's broadcast, you're going to link together the seven-year mystery, which links 9/11 to the greatest stock market crash in history, and you call it the mystery of the Shemitah. What is the Shemitah?
It's an amazing thing. The Shemitah is the ancient biblical pattern of 7 years. Every seventh year that the nation of Israel had to come to a standstill, economically, financially, and in this mystery is the exact timing of judgment. Because if you turn away from God, the Shemitah, instead of being a blessing, becomes the sign of judgment, and actually gives the exact countdown, the exact dates or mathematics or time of judgment. It happened with ancient Israel, and it has happened with America.
So the Bible talks about every 7 years there's going to be a getting rid of debt, literally. Boy, that would be wonderful. That's a blessing. That's not a curse. That's a blessing.
It's supposed to be.
But what is so amazing is when Israel was in sin, what they had to do is it became a curse to them.
Yes.
During when the Shemitah occurred.
Yes. Yes. I mean, God says, I'll turn your blessings will turn into a curse. And instead of being a blessing, the Shemitah or the Sabbath year becomes the sign of judgment. That's why the land was fallow for 70 years. It's the mystery of the Shemitah.
Explain why it was fallow for 70
because
years.
Because he exiled, the 70-year captivity. He took them into judgment, took them to Babylon. And so he said, you know, you didn't observe this, so now I'm going to observe it. The land is going to rest for every one of those Sabbath years that you did not rest. And it was a sign of them really totally going away from God. He said, I'm going to cause the land to rest. So it's the Shemitah then becomes the sign of judgment and the exact key to how long that judgment's going to last. That's why it was 70 years. Exactly, it was 70 Sabbath years.
Explain that in a little more detail. Why 70 years?
Okay, because every seventh year they were to rest for God. Everything had to come to a standstill. But they didn't. The nation turned totally away from God. So they drove him out of everything. They wanted business all the time, and they drove it out. No rest. They never observed the Sabbath year. So because of that, God said, okay, I mean, that was just a sign. They totally went off of God. He said, I'm going to bring judgment. And because you didn't rest, I'm going to take every one of those Sabbath years. And so it's every seventh year. There had to be 70 of them. That's 490-year period in which there were Sabbath years. He took those 70 Sabbath years, or Shemitahs, and he put them on the land. And now the land is going to rest, and it's going to rest because I'm moving you out to Babylon. And that is going to be the mystery, is that, and actually it says that in the Torah, when it gives it, it says that if you don't do this, I'm going to actually have the land rest. It's going to become judgment for you. Now, the amazing thing, that could this, the mystery of the Shemitah, actually become the same sign of judgment for America? And the answer is yes. An amazing thing.
Oh, well, I've read this material. And it's one revelation after another. If you can understand the mystery of the Shemitah, it has actually precise dates that judgment hit America, the worst judgment in history. And therefore, if you know the pattern of the past, you will know the pattern of the future. That's why I just think it's so important for you to get this amazing two-part revelation prophetic series. It's called Harbinger, the Warning, and Harbinger, the Shaking. It's 7 CDs. And when you digest this material, you're going to get such a handle on what God is up to. I'll tell you something, Jonathan, in my opinion, once someone clearly understands this teaching, they're going to walk in the greatest holiness any human ever walked in. That's what I believe, if they have half a brain.
it's to lead us. And it's not only a call to America, it's a call to us as God's people. We're the salt. We have to be living it. And this is a call for us to become what we are to be, absolutely.
Okay, the two-part prophetic series is available, 7 CDs for a gift of $50. Call it right today. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.